you nearly scared me to death. What are you doing?
Getting a close-up of your face. But I think I'm too close. Did you have a poppy seed bagel for breakfast?
Will you put that thing down? What do you think you're doing?
Well, I'm making a video for my class at the junior college.
Oh, really? Gee, it sounds like fun.
Oh, I'm glad you think so, because I want you to be one of the stars.
Oh, Rose, I don't think so. No, you know how uncomfortable I am in front of a camera. Besides, I always come out looking like Fess Parker.
Don't worry, this is a documentary. It's okay if you're not good looking.
Rose, stop trying to appeal to my ego. The answer is no.
Oh, Sophia, how would you like to star in my video? Are there any nude love scenes involved?
No, because if it's integral to the plot, I'll be more than happy to do it.
Dorothy, Sophia wants to be in my video. Why won't you?
Dorothy's always been a little camera shy. You'd be, too, if you looked like Fess Parker in heels.
Oh, Blanche, how do you feel about performing in front of a video camera?
I think it's all right as long as you've already had at least 3 dates.
It's for my video class. My final project is a day in the life of my roommates. What do you say?
Oh, sure, honey. That sounds like fun.
Oh, thank you, Blanche. You're a real friend. You and Sophia. I'll just shoot around, Dorothy.
Oh, well, all right, Rose, I'll do it. But just don't shoot from too low. You know, Stan used to do that in our home movies, and I always looked like someone from another planet.
She looked like Fess Parker from another planet.
Girls, guess what? I just got an invitation to the reunion of my college sorority, the Alpha Gams.
I belonged to a sorority when I was in college, the Alpha Yams. It was an agricultural college.
I cannot wait to see my sorority sisters, Scarlett, Melanie, and all the rest of the girls. It's going to be exactly like old times. Oh, well, maybe not just exactly. The other girls will all have grown old and wrinkled and saggy through the years, while I have remained unbelievably devastating. I cannot wait to go back there and rub their noses in it.
Isn't it wonderful how you make lifelong bonds when you join a sorority?
No, I never belonged to a sorority. I was blackballed.
Oh, I think that is so cruel. The Alpha Yams didn't have blackballing. We believed that any girl who wanted to help her community and foster a feeling of sisterhood should be allowed to join.
It's very commendable.
As long as she could castrate a sheep.
There was a service organization in Sicily with similar membership requirements. Except that instead of a sheep, it usually involved a mayor from a neighboring town.
Ma!
Hey, some of Italy's finest sopranos were former mayors.
Hi, Rose.
Dorothy, you're supposed to pretend I'm not here.
No, I'm sorry, Rose, but ever since you filmed me naked giving myself a pedicure, I've become slightly aware of your presence.
Dorothy, my child, sunshine of my life. You got that in a close-up, Rose?
Ma, why are you dressed like someone who just escaped from It's a Small World?
Come, my darling daughter. Mother has made you your favorite breakfast.
Lasagna in meat sauce?
Doesn't it look delicious? And think, for just $5.95, the recipe can be yours.
Oh. Hold it! Stop! Stop the camera! Cut!
Dorothy, the director is the only one who can say when to cut. Unless the actor is big and man.
Ma, what is going on?
Dorothy, this could be my big chance. With the exposure I get from Rose's movie, I could hawk my recipes all over the country.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Oh, no. If you want to move your product, you gotta have exposure. All the great Italian chefs had it. Mama Celeste, Chef Boyardee, and Chef Balducci.
I don't remember Chef Balducci.
Oh, right. He didn't have television exposure. That was indecent exposure. He should have stuffed the cannelloni in the traditional manner.
Hi, girls.
Blanche.
Blanche, honey, what are you doing here? I thought the reunion wasn't over till tomorrow.
Hmm? No, it isn't. I just decided I'd come home a day early.
Is there something wrong?
No. Whatever gave you that idea?
As long as there's nothing bothering you. Would you like us to defrost a loin of pork so you could scoop up the sauce?
Well, I can't help it. I'm so upset. Seeing my sorority sisters was just dreadful.
Oh, what happened?
It was just as if time had stood still for 30 years. Every woman there looked wonderful. They'd hardly aged at all.
I saw a movie like that once. All the women were sucked up into flying saucers, and mechanical doubles were sent back to Earth to take their place. Did any of them mention a leader named Zardoz?
Rose, I am saying they had all had facelifts, and they looked absolutely gorgeous. It was the most disgusting spectacle I've ever witnessed in my life.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you're upset because the reunion went great and your sorority sisters looked wonderful?
Well, of course not, Rose. That would be childish. I am upset because I was not the center of attention and nobody said I was the prettiest.
Oh, come on now, Blanche. I mean, what difference does it make?
Oh, Dorothy, you cannot possibly begin to comprehend the terrible trauma a gorgeous woman goes through when she realizes her beauty is starting to fade.
And who do you see when you look at me, Blanche? Joe Papatone?
All my life, my beauty has outshone every other woman's. But no more. Now people are cuter than me. My life is over.
Well, Blanche, if you feel like that about it, you can get a facelift, too.
Oh, I can't do that. Why, surgery scares me to death. That's out of the question.
Well, then you'll just have to grow old along with the rest of us.
I couldn't go on if I had to look like the two of you.
You know, she had me in her corner right up until the end. Hi, Ma. You want some tea?
Nah, I'm trying to cut back. Tea stains my dentures. Last night I had to soak them in Ajax. They're white again, but my mouth feels like somebody should rinse their socks in it.
You want a glass of milk?
Nah, it upsets my stomach.
Orange juice?
Ah, too acidic.
Is there anything I can get you?
A cup of tea would be nice.
Girls, the rough cut of my documentary is done. I want you to see it. Where's Blanche?
Where she's been for the past 2 days. Locked in her room, crying.
I can't believe she's still upset because her college classmates look better than she does.
I can. I tell you, her looks have always been very important to Blanche.
Blanche is a very vain person, and vanity can be a terrible thing. I should know. I used to be vain myself.
You, Sophia?
What, you think I was born with white hair and a butt like Play-Doh? When I was a teenager, I was gorgeous. Eyes as deep and black as ripe olives. Skin as smooth and creamy as fresh butter. Hair flaming red like a rich marinara sauce.
Ma, that's not you. That's your lasagna recipe.
Ah, shut up. Anyway, I was the most gorgeous girl in the village, and I could have my pick of the town's most eligible goat farmers. Until Anna Maria Alonzo Palladino, known to her friends as Muffin, moved to our village. Suddenly, all the men who were always fighting over who would get to keep the footprints I left in the mud were after Muffin. So, I decided...
Wait, just a minute. They would fight over who got to keep the footprints you left in the mud?
It was a poor village, Dorothy. What did you want them to collect? Fabergé eggs? Anyway, I was too vain to be the second most beautiful girl in the village. So I went to Muffin and I told her how I felt. That was when I found out that beautiful girl was even more beautiful inside. She offered to move to the neighboring village.
And you felt guilty because you'd been so vain?
Hell no, I helped her pack. But it all backfired in my face because the next day, all the good-looking men in the village followed her. That's how I ended up with your father. Boy, talk about learning a lesson the hard way.
Hi, girls.
Ange, how are you feeling?
Much better. Well, I've decided I've been acting foolish about this whole thing. I guess I still look pretty good.
Pretty good? You look terrific.
I know. I also decided to try and be a bit more modest, but in this case, that's like lying, which is worse. So you're right, I do look terrific.
Oh, well, thank goodness that's over with. Listen, I'm dying for your opinion on my movie. Come on, it's all set up in the living room. I didn't get the soundtrack in yet, but I did get the editing done. Now, remember, this would be better with a bigger TV.
Yeah, we know.
And it'd be better with music.
Yeah, we understand.
And, of course, it'd be better
It would be better with Shelley Hackrose. Just turn it on.
Here goes. That's Sophia walking into the kitchen.
I didn't know Fess Parker was in this picture.
No. Ma, what are you doing?
I'm mugging for the camera.
You're mugging me. You're stealing money out of my pocket.
I'm checking to see if you have the exact change for the bus. Now I'm stealing.
Oh, my God, is that me? I look awful.
Oh, that's my fault, Blanche. I was out of focus.
You're always out of focus.
No, I look old. I look decrepit. I look ancient. I look all shriveled up and wrinkled like a prune.
It could be worse. She could look like Fess Parker.
Oh, turn that thing off right now, Rose. Turn that. Oh,
Blanche, now, calm down.
Oh, I'm calm. I'm just calm as can be. And you know why? Because my worst suspicions have just been confirmed. My stunning good looks are fading. Oh, the camera does not lie. And that leaves me with only one choice. I am going to be perfect. I'm going to be gorgeous. I'm going to have my tummy tucked and my butt firmed and my breasts raised and my face lifted.
It's a shame to do all that and keep that hairdo.
What do you think of Cheryl Teague's nose?
Oh, very nice. Kind of small. Grandpa Nylon always said, the air is free. You might as well have a big honker and suck up as much as you can. Of course, Grandpa Nylon looked like he caught a boomerang in the middle of his face.
Well, I like this nose. I think I'm going to get it.
What are you getting?
I'm picking out the kind of face I want to show the plastic surgeon tomorrow. See, I want to get Linda Evans's eyes and Lena Horne's cheekbones and Cheryl Teague's nose and Carol Burnett's chin.
I think you can get that chin through a catalog.
See, if you put all the pieces together like this, then you see what the new me's gonna look like. See there, what do you think?
Why is everyone looking at a picture of Gavin McLeod?
No, Sophia, honey, this is a collage of all the things I'm going to have done to my face.
So you're going ahead with the plastic surgery, huh?
I sure am, and I'm looking forward to it.
I don't believe in plastic surgery. I think it's unnatural.
This from a woman who bragged she slept with a pig until she was 11.
No, I think if it makes you feel better, to look better, there's nothing wrong with it.
Then I guess it's just that looking good isn't that important to me.
Oh, come on. What are you talking about, Rose? You wear makeup, you have your nails done, you even color your hair.
This is my hair's natural color.
Yeah, and John Madden is a finicky eater.
Well, Dorothy, I guess you might have a point, but plastic surgery is so drastic. I think I'd be too scared.
Oh, believe me, honey, there's nothing to it. I mean, it's not that bad.
Dorothy, have you had plastic surgery? I don't believe it.
What'd you have done?
My eyes. And I tell you, it was worth every penny.
Please, you spent $1,500, you go out on 2 dates a year.
Oh. Honey, Ma, I didn't do it for anybody else. I did it for me. I mean, most people didn't even know I'd had the surgery. But I knew, and it made me feel better about myself.
Well, you were one of the lucky ones. It doesn't always work out that well. It sure didn't for Olga Fetchik.
Just a minute, Rose. Somebody give me a hand signal when she's finished.
Olga Fetchik was our town beautician and one of God's most unattractive creations since the aardvark. Anyway, over the years, Olga had been secretly squirreling away money for plastic surgery. Well, one day she left without telling anyone, had the surgery, and didn't return for months. Well, nobody could believe their eyes. Olga Fetchik had turned into a stunning beauty. Every man in town wanted her. And she ended up marrying St. Olaf's most handsome and eligible bachelor, dance instructor Adolf Stepp. The two of them moved back to Norway, decided to get into show business, and they became the internationally renowned Scandinavian dance team of Stepp and Fetchik.
Not that I care, but since you've already gone to so much trouble, just how did having plastic surgery ruin Olga's life?
Oh, it didn't ruin her life. It almost ruined St. Olaf. I mean, after she left, the town didn't have a professional beautician for years. Women started giving each other home perms. Pretty soon, everybody looked like Art Garfunkel. Husbands stopped sleeping with their wives. The population started to go down. Well, the town would have gone under if Oslo's most famous hairstylist, Vidal Sasbogadottir, hadn't relocated his shop in St. Olaf because of our more favorable tax laws. Now, you see why I don't like plastic surgery?
Why should we be the only ones in pain?
You were saying, Rose?
Mrs. Devereaux, come in, please. I'm Dr. Taylor.
Very pleased to meet you.
I'd like to go over your form.
Well, fine. Shall I disrobe right here, or do you have some kind of examining room?
You know, I meant your medical form, the one you filled out in the waiting room.
Sorry.
Oh, you are proposing some very extensive surgery here. Eyes, nose, stomach.
And breasts. I cut this out of a magazine. What do you think of those?
Very nice. The angle's a little steep for my personal taste. But they certainly do make a statement.
Yes, they do. They say big. That's exactly what I want.
It just so happens that breasts are my specialty.
You have that in common with a linebacker I know on the Miami Dolphins.
As a matter of fact, I have worked on quite a few celebrities.
Well, tell me just what celebrities have you done?
Well, now, I can't tell you that. That would be unethical. Let's just say that some of my handiwork is prominently featured on NBC's Thursday night lineup. Mrs. Devereaux.
Call me Blanche. We're talking about tightening my behind and pumping up my bosoms. I think we can be on a first-name basis.
All right, Blanche. But I think there's some things that you don't understand. There are a lot of good reasons for having this kind of work done, but there are also a lot of bad ones. Plastic surgery will only improve your general appearance. It won't make you perfect. And as with any surgery, there are risks involved. There are absolutely no guarantees, no miracles.
Dr. Taylor, you are not going to dissuade me from having this surgery. You see, all my life, my physical beauty has served as a source of inspiration to me and to countless others. But now that beauty seems to be fading, and I'm scared. I've never had to do without it, and I don't know if I can. I don't mind growing older, just as long as I always look the same. So there's no doubt about it. I don't care what the risks are. I definitely intend to have this surgery.
Blanche, honey, how are you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're probably pretty uncomfortable right now, but in a few days you'll be feeling fine, Blanche.
Mm-hmm.
Can we get you anything?
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
I think you got yourself one hell of a lawsuit there, Blanche.
Decision?
We're very sorry, sir. Nurse, do you know what happened to Mrs. Devereaux?
Mrs. Devereaux canceled her surgery. She checked herself out this morning. I'm sorry for the inconvenience, Mr. Diodoro. It's time for your medication.
Diodoro? Funny he didn't look Italian.
She's not out there.
She isn't in her bedroom. There's no one in the kitchen out, but I think she was there. The coffee's still warm.
Oh, Ma, that's because we were in there drinking it less than an hour ago.
Excuse me, Miss Marple. I'm new at this. Blanche, where have you been?
Blanche, why didn't you call us? You had us worried sick.
Well, I'm sorry, girls, but I thought I'd get home before you all left for the hospital. And I would have, too, if I hadn't seen this stunning dress in a department store window and realized instantly how it would accentuate the soft, voluptuous curves of my gorgeous body.
Gorgeous body? Yesterday it was a bag of russet potatoes with earrings.
Well, I guess it depends on how you look at it. And Dr. Gordon W. Taylor obviously looked at it with desire in his eyes. Why else would he ask me out for Friday night?
So you canceled the surgery for a date?
Well, it wasn't just any old date. It was a date with a plastic surgeon, Rose. Beauty is his stock in trade. He can create any face, any body he wants. And what he wanted was mine. And you know, that got me to thinking. All my life, I have had a unique charm that just kind of flowed naturally. Now, if I tampered with that, why, I could risk losing forever that special magic that is Blanche Devereaux. That, frankly, was a risk I was not willing to take.
And that's why you decided not to have the surgery.
No, I figured if I could land myself a doctor, I might as well wait and let him pay for it. Besides, I guess I can live with the lines and the wrinkles and the sagging, as long as I have the three of you to grow old with.
Oh, what a lovely thing to say.
Yeah, especially since no matter how old we get, I'll always be the youngest and the prettiest and by far the most desirable.
You know, once again, she had me in her corner right up until the end.